and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. Today we have Gabrielle Reeves, the Executive Director from Windwalkers, here to tell us more about her organization. Welcome, Gabrielle.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of Windwalkers in the Roaring Fork Valley?
So we've been actually in the Roaring Fork Valley for 13 years doing equine-assisted learning and therapy. And that is actually our full name, which is great because it's what we do is right in our name, right? So we offer equine-assisted therapy, and that means a lot of butts in the saddles for us, and that's the 2 to 82-year-olds, and I say 82 because I do have a beautiful, handsome 82-year-old man with Parkinson's disease these days working with us. He's actually also somebody who has served. So coming off the Memorial Day weekend, I like to just say thank you to all of those that have served and those that have come home and certainly are seeking other interest of working through their trauma or other things that are necessary. But this gentleman is working through his Parkinson's disease. And gee, you know, the two-year-olds are the ones that also have trauma to the brain, cerebral palsy. You know, there's just not one person or individual that I know that can't do something with horses to heal. And that's the beauty of the learning piece.
Absolutely. I had worked as an educator in the Roaring Fork Valley for the last 10 years. In special education, I have firsthand seen the impact of Windwalkers for those little brains that are developing and just need a little equine help.
That's right. And our equines are really up there to do that. And it's been beautiful to watch this organization grow over the years. I've been involved for six of those 13 years, but 4 years being the executive director like yourself, putting on that hat. But in my lifetime, that means that probably I do a lot of mucking of you know what, moving, and now I actually facilitate for mental health piece.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about the programs that Windwalkers hosts?
So we have about eight different kinds of programs that have been hosted underneath the umbrella at our therapy center. One of them, obviously, is the therapeutic riding, and that is with certified teachers underneath PATH. And I'm happy to say that our one lead certified teacher has been doing this for 22 years. That's a lot of time, as you well know, as a teacher, to be putting in dedication and working those with special needs. But that is from the saddle in most approaches, and it really has both the physical and psychological benefits. As you move on to learning and growth techniques, we work underneath what is called EGALA, and that has been a beautiful technique that's been out there in the universe for about 19 of those years. And I am happy to say I'm certified underneath that as an equine specialist that I could work with mental health professionals to work in trauma, those with obesity, those with perhaps in the school system as we've seen it, even bullying cases.
Wow.
So, you know, that is a broad spectrum as well, right? And we do special groups. So people like Stepping Stones that are right here in Carbondale, people that are, you know, being aided in after-school programmings, even from the Camp Tippitoots or, you know, as we like to say, Aspen Youth Center, have been bringing us their youth because they have found that we can really work with special groups and really give them some piece of empowerment and enlightenment. And I shouldn't say we, but our horses really do more of this work than I do. As the healers and doctors that I always talk about, but also because there is that emotional and social piece that's happening for so many of these kinder to, you know, fourth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really buying into what's happening and on white papers and how to help them grow. And form, as you said, form even their brains, because there's a lot of that going on just by touching the reins. You get right and left brain really working and cross-firing.
So tell me, how do these therapy sessions work? How do the horses work their magic?
So horses, just by showing up, are magical, right?
Absolutely.
They are mystical creatures. They've been in mythology, but they've also been with us before we probably have walked this earth. And so the beauty about that is the size, the strength, really the movement of that horse. So we really focus on what the horse offers in movement. And movement means, say you were an individual, a child without the use of your legs, if you had cerebral palsy and you had, if there was a paralyzation with inside the body, those horses' movement literally gives you back your own walking gait.
Wow.
And so you could imagine what happens for the core muscles, what happens to lengthen and tone your muscle structures. And then just that psychological benefit that I love, you know, like, let's put it this way. Everybody is different what they garner from this relationship, but it's a relationship. It's a bond.
Right.
And sometimes there may be fear, but then you can get over it because you can see the gentle side of this giant. And I mean, they are giants to a little one looking up at them.
Absolutely.
And sometimes even us as adults that carry a certain amount of fear and have to understand the difference of working with the horse. But I love it because they happen within hour sessions in most cases. But for special groups, they can be 2 to 5 hours in sessions.
Wow.
And that really opens up the parameters of what we can do with them. Learning even how to groom really also talks to your own self-grooming, right? So grooming a horse can talk to self-grooming, but it also shows them how to work within a nice, safe distance, which also then transfers into social relationships and how to put, you know, kind of skills in that toolbox. So we're really giving life skills. We're giving social skills. We're giving communication skills. I know they're nonverbal, as people say, but, you know, the horse has 18 different expressions in that face. And so 18 expressions, just like your beautiful smile that you're giving me right now, Tracy, they get to smile with how their movement of their mouth is, how their eyes follow us, right? And that is certainly part of it. How the ears really are listening ears and how they move for us. They also can tell us other things. Please don't come as close. This may not feel as comfortable. So they don't have the availability like we do to step back from something or give it more space or perhaps put our hands up for it. But we can learn about languages that are nonverbal and think about how many people in this world are nonverbal.
Right.
Right. So even those on the autism spectrum, a lot are nonverbal, and yet we're teaching from that place.
Absolutely.
And so I think a lot of people are gaining much more perspective, understanding of how to be with people in this world and how to respect them. And respect is big.
How to read one another.
Read one another is
huge. As a teacher, I had a guinea pig in my classroom. And for my nonverbal children, it was so impactful for them to see that here's this tiny creature and yet he is well taken care of. I will be well taken care of while I'm here at school. And then B, to also realize that they had a part in that caring for that animal, and they had to listen to him and they had to learn his cues in order to have a successful interaction with him.
So big and small.
Absolutely.
Animal-assisted therapies like this are unique. The most unique piece about really working with the horses is that they have allowed us to climb on their backs.
Sure.
Right? That's their part of their spine. And so, and it does have a heart. You know, it's got a line right into their heart. And I believe in all of those things. So, I ask permission before I get on my horses. I do. I ask them for my permission. I touch them and I ask them for permission. I ask them for a good ride.
That's awesome. How many horses are at Windwalkers?
At present, we have 13 horses that are in the program.
And how many volunteers do you have helping you?
So we are blessed to have anywhere between 25 to 30 individuals working weekly as volunteers, and those are consistent cores. But we have over 75 people that work with us as volunteers on our lists. And that could also mean the Kiwanis and the Boy Scouts are coming in and some other things. And sometimes that number really grows.
Sure.
And then it shortens and grows again. People do have lives and they can sometimes only give dedications of certain amount of time. But volunteers are critical. They are what really make my organization run and keep it running. So volunteer opportunities are there 6 to 7 days a week, year round, because we are a year round program.
And just for our listeners, if you want to learn more about how to volunteer with Windwalkers, you can go to their website, windwalkerstrc.org. Before we hit a break, I want to ask you one more question.
Okay.
How do you find your clients and families?
So clients and families in general have found us through word of mouth. Perhaps it's another family that has already been with us and has had the success. There are teachers just like yourself that have recommended, counselors from the schools, medical professionals, physical therapists, speech pathologists. You know, it just, our community has really wrapped ourselves or wrapped themselves around us as an organization and know the kind of successes that we've had with students, whether it is a child or families.
Okay.
We are very family-centric, but those are really important things to know. And also the Department of Health and Human Services. So caseworkers are also working with us through each of the counties. And that is 4 counties that we now can take in, including Summit. So Pickin, Garfield, Eagle, Summit can send clients to us.
Wow.
From Child and Adult Services.
However, where are you located?
We are in Missouri Heights. So here in Carbondale address, we are part of this family here. And it's just beautifully located 3 miles off of 82. And we are on about 15 acres, but we extend a little bit beyond that because of the generosity of our neighbors.
It's such amazing work. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a couple more questions for Gabrielle. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is KD&K, commercial-free since 1983. Underwriting on KD&K is an effective way to market your business. Reach your friends and neighbors in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond with KD&K's reasonable underwriting packages. Email Greg at kdnk.org. I'm here today with Gabrielle Greaves from Windwalkers. What's your full name again of the organization?
It's Windwalkers Equine Assisted Learning and Therapy Center.
Perfect. Thank you for reminding us. I'm wondering what is going on right now with Windwalkers. What do you guys have coming up?
So what's really nice, and a lot of people don't realize this because I always get the question, what do you do with your horses in the winter? We work 6 days a week, year round. We have no off season, really. We are still actually on the calendar working until June 2nd. And then we are going to take a week break to get ready for our summer camps and our special groups that we've been talking about through, you know, programming here, including people like YRC, who's our youth recovery center that is at a Valley View Hospital. We're doing a lot of really good programming with teens that are at risk. So we're gearing up and we're getting ready. And as far as happenings are a daily account. They happen from feeding the horses at 7 o'clock in the morning to getting in the saddle with our first class at 9:30 and going all the way until 5, sometimes 6 o'clock at night. And that is 6 days a week. So you could imagine that's a happening. And like I said, it is all year round, no off season. And we're delighted to be up there, to be working with a lot of community partners and reaching into families and helping families heal. And that is, you know, we could be working on depressions. We can be working on divorce because it really does put kids into a different space.
It does.
And that's where that learning and growth technique and giving them a toolkit to work through certain things. We work with, you know, even bipolar cases right now. So, you know, there's a lot of different things happening. And I say this in a beautiful way. I am not the mental health professional, but I show up to facilitate and watch the shifts, the movements, the changes that are helping a new story form being with a horse. And sometimes we just do that from a growth and learning technique. Sometimes we do it from just leadership. you know, we incorporate different things that also give back to the toolkit. And we've even worked with first responders and others.
Wow. So it sounds like there's a lot of work being done. How is all of this funded?
So funding, like most in the traditional format of a 501c3, and we are recognized in good standing 501c3 in the state of Colorado, and we are funded through grants. We are funded through family foundations, luckily. We are funded certainly through some of this government, as we say. So our towns, our counties have really been a champion of ours. So we want to say thank you to all of those surrounding because we actually teach from Aspen all the way to Parachute. We have families that come those distances to us. And now you've heard that I can get some from Summit County or from Eagle.
Sure.
And that means that people will even come over from Gypsum. I even sometimes have people that come from Leadville. So if you imagine what that's like, we do have that availability to be funded, of course, by individuals. And that's a big one for us. We want to speak to as many individuals and let them know that, you know, $10, that $10,000, you know, nothing's too small. And right now, nothing's going to be too big, especially in a drought year when we're experiencing increases in our expenses.
What does a drought year do to you specifically?
Like most farmers, we may not get a really good first cutting. Hay prices have gone up even from what was coming in the door from last year. And the anticipation of not having as much available to us and therefore the feed for the horses.
Sure.
Just everything kind of has doubled around the corners.
And I've been seeing you stomp the streets here lately.
yeah,
because
I have.
You all are right now looking to do some fundraising.
Yep. So we love, just like anybody else, we are out there to fundraise. We are good stewards of our money, and we are blessed to have two anonymous donors that have given us $25,000 each to go out and have matching funds. And so organizations like yourself and others, the co-ops, the Glenwood Springs Ford, have tried to help us get that word out there. We have about another week. We hope to bring in at least another $30,000 to $40,000 on that. Our goal was $150,000, and we're really trying to, you know, get to our goals, and we are trying to make sure that we are viable going forward. So yes, we are there. It's Windwalkers. TRC.org. If anybody just wants to look at the drop down of the campaign, it's right on my homepage.
Perfect. I really appreciate you being here with us today, Gabrielle,
Thank you.
Your program. I cannot speak highly enough about it. As an educator, I've seen firsthand just what you are able to do.
Thank you. It's the stories that come from outside of us and the family stories that really give us the credibility, give us that viable nature of continuing and going forward. And I can honestly say to you that my story is that I see these kids and adults every day in different ways. I have seen them sometimes over years. I have seen some just come and go within a fraction of time, very small amount of time. But there always is that kind of aha moment. There's something that gives them that availability to either want to return or do something else. And you'll see a lot of, you know, our individuals in this community here. So if you look for the faces, there's a good chance that we've touched them at some time in their life or are continuing to do that.
It's so amazing.
Thank you.
Again, I am Tracy Gurley from Battlement to the Bells United Way. And today joining me was Gabrielle Greaves, the executive director of Windwalkers. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.